Can I see that one? That's a good looking knife there.
That's a good knife.
Got a little dough on you.
How's that?
Got a little dough on you. Is that a Case or Rogers?
I don't know what it is. It's not a Rogers. I don't know what it is.
And you nails, you had what for them?
Nails.
Yeah. We're working around the farm. You needed a
hammer.
Yeah, and
hatchet.
Yeah. And what about them things that you'd cut wood in? When you're cutting wood, these things would be
racks.
Would you ever see an X shape? Them. That was a what?
We called it a rack, wood rack.
Yeah. And what about the ones that were A-shaped? There were two A-shaped frames with one in between them, and you used to lay wood across these things and saw. That was called a...
I can't quite get...
Well, did you ever see them there'd be two A-shaped frames like this, and there'd be a piece of wood between them? You know? And you'd lay a piece of wood across...
And then it crossed this way.
Yeah.
Well, that was the saw horses, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Oh. They use those in all carved work now, more or less.
Did y'all ever burn coal here?
Not out in the country. The only thing we burnt coal was with the, around
town?
The furnace shop, the blacksmith shops.
And they would carry the coal in a what?
Yeah. We'd get it by the bags.
I see. Did you ever work in a blacksmith shop? Did you ever work in a blacksmith shop?
Oh, I piddled around in that, but I never did do no, never could do no welding or anything like that. My daddy used to weld and chop and plow points and one thing or another, but I never did do that much.
What kind of blacksmith were you? Say you were a jackleg blacksmith?
Well, I wasn't even that. My daddy was a jackleg.
Now, can you tell me about, you said you used to get around in, before you had cars, you had wagons, right?
Wagons, buggies,
and
surreys.
Them buggies had what? They had two?
Well, some of them had a regular body and a top to them.
And the horse were you put in between the
shafts, or some of them had tongue to it, where you put two to them. Surreys nearly always had two animals hooked up to mules or horses.
What did you say to them when you're getting them in there to the shaft, through the between the shafts?
Well, you got to back up or something like that, you know.
Now talking about the wheel. You started with the rim, and then the spokes went out and fit into the
fella.
And what went around
fella,
that?
Fella, whatever you want to call it, fella.
What went around that?
A steel band, you know, around on the outside.
That was
together.
The what? That was the?
That was the rim, about all I know.
And you had to keep that wood the wood did what? It? During dry weather, the wood...
Well, if it got too dry, it'd shrink up and get loose, you know.
Yeah.
And the wagon get loose and come out of the rim, you see. And whenever it come out of the rim, it'd break down.
Yeah. You had to be careful during dry weather when that...
Oh, yeah. I put them in the pond many a time, let them soak.
And the wood did what?
Well, it swelled, you see.
Swelled back up?
Get too dry,